20th, 1995, and I'm at the Senior Citizen, and I have the pleasure and the honor of taping Francis Dooley for our historical commission and also for the 40th anniversary our city is celebrating now. Francis, would you tell us a little bit about yourself and about the city and when you moved here and anything you want to add?
Well, I bought my house.
Wait a minute. Anything that you want to do, you just tell us and we'll put it on here, okay? Mm-hmm. Go ahead. It's yours.
Okay, I bought my house in February the 22nd. No. I messed it up already. Well, in 52. So I've been here since 52. And we bought the house new, and it was a mess down in our neighborhood. We had to have our grocery, our milk carted in. We had our oil had to be carried in from the next street. And we had a bad mess there for a while.
Could I ask you a question? Were you there when they had they used to have the water? Everything would be blocked up, the sewers and everything, and the water would be in the streets, and the kids used to get in there.
Oh, yeah, that...
Okay, tell us about that.
Down Hudson, in my block, I'm in the second block, and the third block is where the school starts, and the people there to get to their houses had to go in the rowboats, to their house, and one of our seniors, Elsie Walsh, was standing there sweeping the water out of her house. For many a time they had to do that. It was really something.
I remember seeing it and seeing it in the papers.
Mm-hmm. It was bad. Well, like when we first moved there, the oil company could come right to Klamath, and then they'd have to come through the field and bring 5 gallon cans of oil. They had three men would bring 5 gallon cans of oil and fill our 50 gallon drum.
Mm. Quite a long time.
Yeah, sure did. It took quite a while. They were there for a long time. Milkmen come from John R. and Hudson. They had a block and a half to bring us our milk. It's really something. And my son started school there, and he went through the grade school and the junior high and graduated from Madison.
Was that school across the street from you there when you moved there?
No.
It was built later.
Yeah, when my son, he started in Roosevelt over on Lincoln, and then he went to Wilkeson, and then the Hafman was built. He didn't go to Hafman. It was built after.
I don't think he went to Wilkeson, did he?
Oh, yes. Wait
a minute. Now, Wilkeson came in later because high school, everybody used to go from grade schools to the high school, remember?
No, he went 7th and 8th and 9th at Wilkinson.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He
went 7th, 8th, 9th Wilkinson, and then he went to the high school.
Oh.
Graduated from the high school.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite a walk, but now the kids get it easy. Their parents take them and bring them back, take them and then go pick them up. They don't have to walk.
Yeah.
I always did. And, I've enjoyed living out here. I really think it's a nice place to live.
It is. You meet a lot of nice people out here, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, a lot of nice people met here. And then I got connected with the senior citizens, and I've been here ever since.
Good.
And I enjoy
it. And you lost your husband. When did
and
you
I lost
him?
My husband in 62.
62.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't just sure. I remember seeing him, but that's just about it.
No, he was too sick. He didn't much get out. Yeah, he
drove a pickup truck way back, didn't he?
No.
I have mixed up with someone else.
No, in the very beginning, we didn't have a car, but then my uncle passed away, and we got his car.
Oh, okay.
And he worked at Beaumont Hospital for a while. He worked at Chrysler's, and then he worked at Beaumont Hospital. He was a housekeeper there, and that's where he worked and he died, which was Beaumont.
Do you remember the roads before they were paved?
Yeah, our roads were terrible. We could only get to the first corner block. You couldn't get down in my block at all when we bought. But we were very fortunate. We moved in February, and we caught a day when everything was froze, and we could get right up to our house. But then 2 days later, the people had to carry their stuff from down at the end of the Hudson. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get their, bring their furniture up there. It was too bad. And it was, the roads were really bad.
Do you remember when we used to have square dances, or was that before your time?
Before my time.
That was when we was a township, I guess.
Yeah, it must have been, because we were still a township when we moved here.
Yeah.
Well,
this was back in the 40s, early
40s. Yeah, no, I wasn't here then.
You wasn't here
then. Didn't come until 51.
Oh, yeah. Was John R. paved at that time?
Yeah, but it wasn't wide like it is. I mean, just two lanes.
Do you remember the Martin Line bus? Did you ever use that?
Yeah, I used that quite a bit. We used to go to Royal Oak and down to Highland Park. Highland Park was the most. And I liked the Martin Line. They were real nice.
They really gave you good service, didn't they?
They did, yeah. That was really, Martin Line was good.
You remember when the hospital was built over?
I remember when it was built, but I can't remember when. But
uh-huh.
This is my stroke. I can't remember. But everything is nice, I think.
Okay, Frances, where did you go shopping?
We went to Hollywood Market on Lincoln and Campbell, and Ronnie had a little red wagon, and we always got ready and took that, and went down and. Did our grocery shopping, and we come home. Summer or winter, we walked over there every Friday night. And then on Saturday was our day out, and we got ready, and my son said, let's go knock the candles, watch them knock candles down. So we went down to the Wayside Bowling Alley, and we spent our Saturday nights there watching them knock the candles down.
I'll be darned.
It was something different, rather than sit home that way. You know, when you don't have much, you have to do what you can do.
That's right. And we were all about like that back in those days, weren't we?
We sure were.
That's what made it easier to live, was everybody was in the same fix about.
Yeah, everybody was in the same
boat. I remember you when we used to work in PTA.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I worked
in
PTA for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had the Marauders Drum and Bugle Corps I was connected with. And
yeah.
I was their corps mother, and I went on a lot of trips with them that I enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a lot of states I'd probably never been
right.
If it wouldn't have been for them.
Mm-hmm. They had, I remember us making uniforms for them.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to get together in that little building
on
the corner of Gardenia and John R. used to be, where we used to go and make uniforms for them.
Well, we used to have our rehearsals and practices, and we practiced out here in the back, and we met in a little house. Once
right.
a week.
Mm-hmm.
With the
Drum. Princess, where did you live before you moved out here?
Well, I lived right for 25 years on a street called Hershey. And toward the end, I bought a beauty shop. And I had a beauty shop right on my corner. I just had to walk a block to work.
That surprises me. I never knew that.
And then from there, after I left my mother's, we got an apartment on Montana and John R. And we lived upstairs in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we saw in the paper that they had houses out in Madison Heights for sale, and they were reasonable, we come and saw it, and we bought a shell. And then we finished it right up, completed it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Good. Go ahead. What did you just tell me?
I graduated from the beauty school in 1938.
What's beauty school with that?
Delmar.
Delmar.
On the Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be one of the best ones.
Good.
It was really good. I really enjoyed the work.
Now you have a place up north, don't you?
Yes, my son bought a house, about 8 acres. We have 8 acres up there.
Eight acres.
Mm-hmm. It's mostly for deer hunting.
Now, where is that?
It's at a place called Lovell.
Lovell?
Uh-huh. It's near Grayling. I spent all my summers up there. I would go up on Decoration Day and come home in October. But since I had my stroke, I can't go no more. I just get to go weekends when he can get off.
Princess, how long have you been coming down to the senior citizen place?
Well, I've been coming here since about 72, when we were in a little house on right on the, in front of the new building.
The little white house.
The little white house, and we had three rooms in there, and they brought meals in once a week, and we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of parties in there. One party I remember, I'll never forget it, we brought rolls of paper and we had partners and they wrapped their partner in the
mummy, like a mummy.
Like a mummy, and they gave prizes for it. And it was a lot of fun.
Did you by any chance know my mother? She used to go down there a lot.
I think I met her a few times down there.
Good. Dear.
I didn't go too much then, but I tried to get down there once a week anyhow.
Then you saw that move into the first part of this building.
Oh, yes, I was right here when they moved into this. Well, before I went to the little house, I went down when the city had it down on Gardenia and John R., and I met Bob Gettings down there, and I wasn't old enough, but he told me to come and I could visit them and help them, and I used to go down there and help them before I moved in this in the center here.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting. I enjoyed it.
Well, Frances, I've enjoyed talking to you. It's brought up a lot of good old memories.
Oh, yeah.
We've been friends for years. And
yeah.
I just, this will be interesting for other people. When we're gone, they'll have it on tape and they'll have it in the library and so forth.
Not
and
very
so
much,
on. Use it for history, but every little bit helps.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and thank you so much.
Yeah,
and God bless, okay?
Yeah.